Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Today, I got another one great video for you today, family. Today's episode is entitled, How Can a Project Manager Help a Business? Again, how can a project manager help a business? As you know, I have three and then I'm out. First one, navigate numerous obstacles. Again, a project manager can help a business by navigating obstacles. What do you mean by that, ED? Again, I know I'm dealing with a smart and intelligent family out there that's watching these videos, so I'm gonna make sure I articulate the with intelligence to come across. So being able to navigate numerous obstacles is what a project manager does day in and day out. They have the ability to help solve conflict, to be able to help find resources, to be able to help find money, to be able to help, you know, make sure that we are creating an accountability of holding people accountable for what the things that they said that they were actually going to deliver on. And that's huge. Sometimes I know out in the people that are not project managers or don't appreciate us as project managers, they're like, oh, they're just administrators, they're just secretaries. I'm like, well, I believe admins and secretaries have extreme value. Matter of fact, they have a lot of value because a lot of times they're connected to high power people, so they have a lot of value. So when you think about saying, oh, all they're doing is just paperwork and they're just, you know, doing these templates and trying to yell at me and tell me what I need to do, and that's not my manager, I get it. But again, family, us as project managers of having that opportunity to navigate those conflicts of that comes up, being able to navigate when a issue comes up where you don't have enough resources. And as a project manager, you may have to step in. I remember there was a project that I was leading. And when I was leading the project, the resource that we had to build out the training aspect of things, they left the organization. So we didn't have anybody else. Well, I guess it's on. So I took it upon myself to help to build out the training material to be able to frame up the processes and things of that nature, because I knew that we didn't have anyone on the team that could commit to that time of even trying to figure that out. And I had the most bandwidth as the project manager, so I did it myself. I didn't want to put that burden. And that's the thing that you'll learn too, family, as you know, I guess I'll go into my point number two is reason why a project manager is very valuable to a business is because they understand bandwidth with resources. I'll say that again. They understand bandwidth with resources. What do you mean by bandwidth? We as project managers understand the availability of the actual resource. When we're doing proper project planning, or I should say proper scheduling, and we're giving and we're assigning the task, we should be able to know how optimized this resource is, if we can give them more or not, or we have to cut back and give them less based on how they're actually delivering things. So family, you have to keep in mind when as a project manager and within business, and to be able to create that value of being able to allocate your resources effectively so you don't, you know, exhaust them or tire them out is huge. Because a lot of times, you know, you'll see people be like, man, I'm going to this meeting, jumping to this meeting, And as a project manager, when you're having meetings and you're trying to get the project, or you're leading the project to be, you know, to be better, to make sure it's more effective as far as following the triple constraints and making sure none of that is out of whack, by helping your resource not having all these meetings, helping your resource of giving them the proper support and everything that's required, man, the sky is, I'm gonna tell you, the sky is the limit. And the only reason why I'm saying the sky is the limit there is because it really helps you to talk to leadership and say, hey, listen, John over here, he has he has 10 tasks, and he was only supposed to have 8. So he's already overbooked. And I don't know if there's anyone that can support John. Is there any way we can bring in a consultant? Can we hire someone else? Because in here, and I'm showing, and I'm able to show how much they're allocated. That is a technique, again, family. I will dive deeper in because it gives you pushback. And pushback is not always bad. It's just, it's one of those things where someone wants something sooner, fine. If you want something sooner, faster, quicker, whatever, this what comes with it. Can we do it? Absolutely, we can do it. But these are the things we need for it to make it, to actually make it happen. And so that's one of the things as a project manager of pouring into businesses is that as time goes on, you're able to identify those things. You're able to identify some of those traps that potentially can come up because you've been through it before. Another thing that I really think that is key when you're looking at actually how a project manager can have an impact and help a business is the coordination. And when I say coordination, let me be more clear. The organization of coordination. So project managers have to be organized. If you're not organized, whew, it's going to be a long, exhausting, painful project. Because when you are organized, you're able to know at any point. I remember one of the things I used to do, and project managers, you might want to steal this. And so what I would always do is anytime I would get up to go to the bathroom and I'm leading a project, I will make sure that I have three, you know, again, those threes, like three things that our current status, and then three things that we may have completed last week, and then three things that we completed that we plan to complete this week in my pocket on a piece of paper. Or sometimes I would carry like a little small notebook. And only reason why I was doing that is because I was in the organization I was in, I would run into the C-suite. I mean, I would run into them so much, and they were just, you know, we just have general conversation. And then they would say, oh, how's your project going? I'm going well. So where are you at in it? And I'd be like, great question. I would pull it up. I would go through it. I say, well, currently this week, these are the things that we plan on accomplish. Last week, these are the three things that we accomplished. We're still on schedule, still under budget, and those things. Put it right back in my pocket, going about my business. And that was because I wanted to make sure to let whoever asked me to let them know that I live and breathe this. And because I live and breathe this, there's not going to be a point where at any time that you should be able to come up to me, and I should be able to identify and I articulate exactly where we are in the project and where we're going. If I'm unable to do that, then you shouldn't even have me as a project manager. So that's why I kept that book. And every time I got up or each day, I would update that to make sure that when I'm walking around, or if I'm, you know, because you never know when you will run into somebody, that you make sure that you have that information there to be able to actually talk about. All right, family, my last and final point of why, or I should say, how can a project manager help a business? Attitude. As a project manager, if you want to be exceptional, this is not for everybody, but if you want to be an exceptional project manager, you have to keep in mind, you have to have an amazing, great, growth mindset attitude. You're going to hear this through the, you're going to get tired of me saying growth mindset by Carol Dweck that I learned this from. You're going to get tired of me saying that, but you do. You have to have an amazing attitude, because there are going to be things that are constantly thrown against you of saying, and there's going to be times where you expected somebody to do something and they didn't do it. So you have to always be working on and making sure that you're following up, that you're verifying and validating what that person on the project team said they're going to do. And when they don't do it, how are you going to deal with it? Are you going to be so aggressive that turns them off and where they just say, forget it, I'm not going to do it? Or are you going to work with that person and find out what happened? Like, why didn't this get done? And figuring out how we can get it done and getting them back on track. So being able to keep a uplifted growth mindset is definitely going to be key for you when you're navigating and leading these projects. So family, I hope you really enjoyed today's video. If you have any questions that you want to see me talk about on these videos, please click on the link below. It's called Ask ED. Ask ED. Leave that there. Also, you can leave any questions or comments you have on that particular form as well, if you want to get mentored in project management. And again, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be free. And the reason why it's not free is because if I made it free, I don't know how serious you would take it. But I know if I charge you something and you're seeing money leave your account, you're going to take this really seriously. And I want serious people. I don't want anyone that's just halfway in, halfway out. If you work with me, it's going to be some amazing good pressure on you that we're going to hold each other accountable. I'm going to be accountable for saying what I'm going to deliver on, and you're going to be accountable for delivering what you said you're going to do. So if you want to work with me, click on that button as well as ask ED. Put your information in there, and I'll get back to you and see if we could be a good fit. Until next time, I'm out.